Oh my god.
Ah! We're back. Hello. It has been so long since I've done an update on this channel. I hope everybody is doing well. Sorry I've been kind of out of pocket to the podcast crowd. It has been a really weird, long, rough year for me, and I'm gonna say that things are looking up, but things are changing pretty dramatically. Earlier this year, I got super sick, like had a kidney infection for like an entire month. Guys don't normally get kidney infections, so the doctors are kind of confused. I have had continued issues since my kidney infection. About 3 days a week, I have pretty dramatic kidney pain. Still, after all this time, still hurt. So from like May to now, still hurt. That's an unfortunate aspect of this and is something that seems like it is never going away. I have been, you know, taking care of myself, getting some exercise, getting out, and, you know, trying to stay in really good mental spirits. But it became incredibly obvious that things in my life needed to change. So I set forward to sell my partnership, my stakes in my business to my business partner, and have set off out into the world of learning, going back to school. I start, as of me recording this, I am like 2 days away from starting college for the first time in my entire life through Western Governors University. It is an online school. We'll be talking a lot more about that, as I hope that these vlog things can be things that I do more to keep you guys, understanding where I'm at, but also like, maybe if you guys are stuck, maybe it'll help you. Maybe it's something that we can all, you know, I talk a lot in the podcast and a lot on streams about this like shared trauma that we've all gone through COVID. Like maybe this is something that can help you, and or at least, you know, like we can all commiserate. I don't know. Either way, it's fine. I'm going through Code Academy, learning front end development, because truthfully, I just needed to get a job that actually paid more. And, you know, the funny thing is like, I've had a lot of people reach out and be like, all right, you got the podcast, you got the live stream, you got the YouTube, like, you know, shouldn't you be set? And like, I don't think you understand how little money people actually make on the content creation thing. It is a shockingly low amount of money until like, it's a decent amount. Like, there's kind of a weird break point where like, it happens, but I am nowhere near the it happens point. So that is not something I'm worried about. It's not something I'm concerned with. All I want to do is move forward in my life, learn a new skill, and continue bettering myself. That's the goal here. So the podcast is kind of on hiatus still. Like, there will be a season two. Like, definitely will be a season two of Hobby Time in the Murder Basement. But over this time, I have realized that Hobby Time in the Murder Basement is more than just, it's more than just a minis podcast about mini painters and mini games and stuff. It is more than just a gaming podcast. It is about people who have bet on themselves to be what they want to be and actually are like living their life doing what they want to do. And so it's going to open up. I'm like, I don't know if you notice, like this whole thing, I'm working in the studio and we're changing, we're building it all the time. And I'm working on music again. This stuff is going to be really important towards the future of Hobby Time in the Murder Basement. Not only am I going to be making more music, but I want to talk to musicians. I realize that this podcast is about people who follow their passions. And that's it. Like, follow your passion. If you make money off of it, that's awesome. If not, if you're making something cool, if you're doing something that like is important, like that's what I'm here for. So Hobby Town the Murder Basement will come back. It will be something that is different than what it is now, but I think equally as good. The live stream still happens. It's one of my favorite times of the week. I love doing live streams. I know not everybody is into live streaming, but every Sunday on Twitch and YouTube and on Facebook, I'm now on all places you want to be, I'm there. So wherever you want to hang out with me, I'm happy to hang out. Still have to figure out how to, like, you know, get all of the chat merged into one big chat room so you guys can all talk to each other. But otherwise, it's pretty great. I absolutely love doing streaming. We've got some fun stuff planned. I brought back tarot readings. You know, the things that make me happy, I'm doing again. I'm doing these things that I took for granted, definitely, the time last year as I was like building this up. And so I have a much more mature understanding of where I'm at and the things I'm doing. And I'm excited for it. So there you go. Going to college. Learning to program, writing more music, painting more minis, rocking out. I got long hair now. Any of you podcast people, if you're not watching this on YouTube, I got long hair. It just happened. Like I'm having the last hurrah before my hair leaves my head as it's slowly running away from my face. But otherwise, like, oh yeah, and, you know, and sold my business and life is good. Things will be different. The release schedule of stuff will be different as I slowly, you know, learn how to do this all again. Because I'm at that point where it's been a while since I've been in the habit of this. So you know, just be patient with me. I want to thank all my Patreon supporters and YouTube membership supporters and Twitch sub supporters. You guys, you know, and if you've bought a shirt, if you've done any of that stuff, like, you guys kept me in the hobby. This has been a really tough financial year for me, and if it wasn't for that stuff, you know, I like paints and models and, you know, all the things that, you know, we love to do, I actually, you know, would not have been able to justify. So thank you guys so much for that. You know, and if you feel like I've enriched your life in any way and you feel like supporting, Patreon, Twitch membership, YouTube subscription, I think is what they're called, YouTube membership, whatever. Those are all great ways to support any of the artists that you love. And, you know, beyond financially, like, let's just, like, take it down a notch and be human for a sec. Like, make sure you reach out to the content creators who you love, who are important to you, and tell them that you love them. Tell them that you appreciate them. We've all gone through some shit, and I don't know a single one of us that isn't feeling this in some way. So please be there for the people who entertain you. We have a very weird parasocial relationship, and I know that that's not always the easiest thing, but I can honestly say it's a really special thing that we're all part of. So, I love you all. Thank you all for the support. We're gonna move forward into this next thing. I've got a lot of things that you know, I think will be good for all of us. So, thank you all again. Yeah, I guess that's it. Hobby time in the murder basement. Mark 1.5. yeah. Definitely. Cool stuff's on the way, I promise you. Even if it is just me growing up at the age of 40. All right, everybody. I love you all. Catch you all soon.